live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Got a packed show for you today, too. We're going to open up by talking to Trish Algetz and Corey Sanders from the Northern Arizona Veterans Administration Healthcare System. And then we'll be followed by Dr. Anil Kumar from YRMC for their brand new vein center. And then after the news with Link, we will hear from Scott Norton, the general manager from the Prescott Valley Event Center. We're all sorts of exciting things are going on. Hey, if you're looking for fun things to do this weekend, look no further than stage two of the PCA with the door right in the alley behind Peregrine Books, just like in Greenwich Village, for their final weekend production of Fat Pig, written by Neil LaBute and directed by our own Kevin Nissen. It asks really tough questions of us about who we choose as romantic partners and why, and how much our peers and friends influence those choices. Fat Pig stages tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday evenings at 7:30, a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. That's at Stage 2. And the Arizona Coyotes are back in action tonight. They will host the Columbus Blue Jackets before they join the NHL's All-Star Break weekend. You can catch the game live at 7 o'clock on KQ&A-FM. Also, tomorrow evening in town, the Northern Arizona Suns are back on the Prescott Valley Event Center hardwood. That starts at 7 o'clock against Agua Caliente, one of the many things we'll be talking to Scott Norton about coming to town in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Stay tuned, because I've got the folks from the VA coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You step into the shower to wash off the day when you find that there's no hot water. What do you do now? Pick up the phone and call RED Plumbing. This is Travis. It's always better to have hot water than to be in hot water. So when your water heater isn't doing the job, give us a call to let us do ours. Whether it's a repair or replacement, we'll get the job done. Give us a call at 772-9296. Find us on Facebook or visit us at redplumbinginc.com.
Hi, my name is Cody Ann Yarns, and I'm the owner of the Cody Ann Team at Realty Executives, a real estate sales team.
And I'm Michael Yarns, owner of Rent Right Management Solutions. Cody Ann and I both earned our bachelor's degrees from Prescott College.
Prescott is where we met 12 years ago, and Prescott College is where we learned the skills we needed to be successful entrepreneurs. Every day, we are proud of the work we are doing to enrich our community.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 306. We have from the Northern Arizona VA Healthcare System. Trish, did I say that right?
You did.
I never get it completely right, but I guess it was close enough, so thank you for that. Trish Algetz is here with Corey Sanders. They are both part of the VA Healthcare System there with our friend Mary Dillinger. You've got some exciting things to talk about today. What do you have on the agenda?
We do. We have National Salute to Veteran Patients coming up. That's always held during the week that has Valentine's Day in it.
Mm-hmm.
And really the whole week is based on that whole love and kindness and remembering those that we love and appreciate. So during that week we have a lot of things going on, but there are really three purposes to National Salute. The first one is to really promote volunteerism.
Mm-hmm.
That's my role. I'm the voluntary service manager, so if anybody needs to contact us, I'd be that person.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to focus on our community and how we can let the community know who we are at the VA and the services that we provide and how we can collaborate many times. And then, of course, the primary focus is to honor the veterans that we serve there.
Indeed. And you've also got a Veterans Town Hall coming up, the Creative Arts Festival. So many things coming up. Corey, what do you have there? What can you tell us about?
Well, I'm here to talk about the Creative Arts Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Our Creative Arts Festival has been going on for almost 30 years locally.
Wow.
And a little over 30 years on the national level. We have veterans from all over Northern Arizona that submit their amazing artwork. I'm always amazed each year. It seems to get a little better and better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always amazed to see the talent that we have here in Northern Arizona. Last year we had almost 150 pieces submitted to our Creative Arts Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really proud of that. I've actually challenged all of our veteran artists here in Northern Arizona to submit an additional piece this year. I'd like to see about 200 pieces in our Creative Arts Festival this year. So I'm hoping that we can make it to that that benchmark there.
Well, given how many different categories, you might get that 200. Mm-hmm. What different categories do you see there?
We do. We have 53 different categories.
Whoa.
And if you are a creative artist, a visual artist, there's a category that'll fit your interest and your needs. We have everything from photography to painting and woodworking and leatherworking and even categories to create a piece from an art kit that you could purchase at a store. So you don't have to be an established artist to present or to participate in our Creative Arts Festival. If you're a veteran and you have a little bit of creativity and it's therapeutic and enjoyable for you, we really would like to see you out here in February.
You've also got a special commemorative category, the Military Combat Experience, and an opportunity to create the National Veterans Day poster.
We do. Those are two pretty cool categories. The Military Combat Experience, it's always inspiring, amazing, and emotional to see the work that comes out of that military combat experience category. And then our Veterans Day poster, what an amazing opportunity for one of our veterans to create the actual Veterans Day poster for our country.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
And one of the things that I'm sure will come out in a lot of this artwork is that when you serve in the military, especially if you're serving in active combat, you are seeing things that nobody else ever sees and experiences, aren't you?
That's true. I hear from our veterans at the VA every day in regards to their experiences, and I think the creative arts gives them an opportunity to express themselves in a creative manner where they can put that out on paper, put that out on a canvas, or take a picture that means something to them.
So, you know, I remember when the movie Dunkirk came out, I went to see it, and a lady behind me during one of the rather raw scenes, which happens during, you know, war, she said, "Oh, it's terrible. I can't believe they show stuff like this." And I wanted to turn around and say, imagine being there.
Imagine the reality.
Just imagine reality.
Yes.
You know, consider yourself lucky you were spared from that. But that's one of many reasons we value our veterans so much. Trish, tell us more about Salute to Veterans Week. You're going to have visitors and guests. Like who?
We are. Some of the visitors include people like our county supervisors, mayors from Prescott and Prescott Valley. Mm-hmm. We have school children who come and visit us at the Community Living Center, which is our nursing home. One of our pride, I guess, of our week this year is going to be a visit by Mike Vanderjagt. He's a former NFL player, mm-hmm. Recently with the Colts and then with the Dallas Cowboys, also was with the Canadian Football League. Mm-hmm. So he's going to spend pretty much the entire day with us, visiting in the various areas across the campus, the CLC, our acute care, as well as working together with those in the Dom to do a project. They're going to do a painting project with him. So that sounds like it's going to be a fun day and be a good opportunity to really get to know some of our veterans.
Corey, with the Creative Arts Festival, it's been going on for 30 years, as you said. Can anybody submit the artwork, and how do they do it?
If you're a veteran in the Northern Arizona area and you are registered with the Northern Arizona VA healthcare system, you can submit and enter a piece of art. You can have up to 3 different pieces, 2 in any one category, but 3 total pieces. In order to do that, you need to give us a call or have that paperwork in hand. We sent out the paperwork a while back, and we also have been advertising in other ways, but they can give me a call at 445-4860, and my extension is 6342. Mm-hmm. So if you're driving or if you're not able to write that down right now, you can call our main hospital number and ask for Big Corey.
Now, where's that nickname come from?
Well, I don't know. As you can tell, nobody else can tell, but as you can tell, I'm not a big guy.
No. So when is this Creative Arts Festival and exactly where?
Our Creative Arts Festival is held at the Northern Arizona VA Healthcare System. Mm-hmm. It's in the theater, which is Building 15. The dates are February 14th, 15th, and 16th. The start time is 12 o'clock noon on the 14th, and it'll run until 4 o'clock each day. On mm-hmm. Friday, though, it'll end at 12 o'clock, and we have an awards ceremony from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock mm-hmm. on Friday the 16th.
And, Trish, the Veterans Town Hall coming up. What if you can't attend the Town Hall?
Well, if you can't attend the Town Hall, we would invite you to talk with us. You can call me or you can call Mary Dillinger at the VA, and we'd be glad to listen to your concerns and pass those along to leadership.
Mm-hmm. Now, describe the size of the area that your facility provides services for.
We provide services over the Northern Arizona, 65,000 square miles.
Whoa.
And that takes us all the way out to Lake Havasu and mm-hmm. north to the border, and then down to Anthem. So we do have clinics out in Anthem and Kingman.
Mm-hmm.
I always want to say Kingsford.
Yeah.
Kingman, Cottonwood, Flagstaff, and then Lake Havasu, of course.
Mm-hmm. And what different kinds of services do you think are underutilized by our veterans? Now, your website is spectacular. Almost any kind of question that any veteran can have can be answered by the website without even having to call. Mm-hmm. But what do you think veterans need to know about things maybe they're not utilizing quite as much?
I think we are a really good resource for primary care.
Mm-hmm.
Mental health is really one of our primary services that we provide, and that's where Corey works over in the mental health area with the domiciliary patients. The other area I think that we really excel in is our community living center. Within the community living center, we have our own hospice unit. We have a unit for memory care, as well as, of course, what we would call maybe traditional nursing home care.
Sure.
So we offer a lot. There's short-term rehab going on there, physical rehab. And I just think that we are a gem. We're really able to provide a lot of resources as well as some services.
And Corey, tell us briefly about the mental health facilities at the VA.
I work at the domiciliary, and I provide recreation therapy at the domiciliary. At the domiciliary, we have a wide range of patients, veterans, that are there for mental health and other behavioral health type programs. We have my program's recreation therapy, and what we aim at trying to do is trying to help the veterans get back into a more healthy recreation and leisure routine. Mm-hmm. If you can imagine having some sort of challenge in your life and forgetting how to have fun, forgetting how to play, forgetting how to express yourself in a creative manner. And when I think about that, I take a lot of pride at helping those veterans get back to doing some of those things that they once loved, or finding some passion of theirs recreation wise that they do take pride in. So.
In all the veterans you've worked with over the years, what do you think is the best thing the military taught them that they can carry over into their civilian life?
Well, that's a good question, DJ. I mean, I'm not a veteran myself, but working.
Well, then get out.
but with working with the veterans, I just think there's generally a work ethic, a sense of pride, a sense of responsibility that our veterans portray, and that they it's just amazing to be a part of the VA and to work with our United States veterans.
I've asked several guest speakers who had done speeches out at ERAU based upon their military experience. What's the most valuable quality the military taught you? The first one they said was pride, and the second one was self-discipline that helps them every day the rest of their lives. True, Trish?
I absolutely agree.
Okay. Yeah, indeed.
Could I add one more thing?
Sure, absolutely.
National Salute, that week we were looking for all kinds of Valentines. If you happen to belong to an organization, have children, maybe you're a teacher, we would love to receive Valentines that we can distribute to our veterans all week long. Mm-hmm. Those can be they can be dropped off at the theater in voluntary service, or they can be mailed to us at 500 North 89, Highway 89.
And if anybody has any questions about the VA healthcare system, your website is?
www.prescott.va.gov.
And everything you need is right there. It's a fabulous website. It's so helpful. Oh, one more thing, too, because in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be talking to Clint Walker from Heritage Memory Mortuary. I used to work in that field, cemetery and mortuary, and I'm amazed, still to this day, how many veterans believe the VA will take care of everything when they die, but you've got the answers on your webpage, and it is very important to know before you need it just what is and especially isn't covered at the time of death, correct?
That's absolutely right, and it's very important to make sure your loved ones have an understanding of how to access those resources.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us today on Q&A. That is Trish Algetz and Corey Sanders from the Northern Arizona VA Healthcare System. Stay tuned. Coming up in the rest of the show today, we're going to talk to Dr. Anil Kumar about the new vein center at YRMC and Scott Norton from the Prescott Valley Event Center. Exciting things going on there on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Buying a car from Lamb Nissan was by far the best car buying experience of our lives. My husband and I signed a purchase agreement with Lamb Nissan online, and the next day traveled from San Diego to the dealership in Prescott. Our experience with the entire staff was friendly and enjoyable. The process from searching online to parking the car in the driveway was flawless. Jenny from San Marcos, California.
I love that Mark was so helpful even after I changed plans on him three times. We even did a group text to keep each other informed. Love the excellent customer service and how much money I saved. Recommend this place? No doubt. Laura from El Paso, Texas.
So pleased to have had this great car buying experience and am super excited to drive our new vehicle, knowing we have the entire Nissan team there to support us. Queenie from Prescott.
We sure appreciate all our great customers here at Lamb Nissan. Come see why people come from California and Texas and all over to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan. We're here to serve. Go to lambnissan.com or call 928-717-2289.
Today, customers expect to read online reviews and see videos showcasing your business. They want to engage via social media and text messaging, and they want to do it from any device and any place. It's critical to stay in contact with your customers wherever they may be. If your business isn't, your competitor is. We have the answer. Thrive, an integrated business management and communication software that provides all of these features in an easy-to-use, affordable solution. Thrive ensures your brand, image, and message are consistent. On top of that, Thrive provides single access to all of your online and social activities via your very own dashboard. Let us help you stay connected with your customers and build on the reputation and loyalty you've worked so hard to achieve. It's easy and simple, saving you time and money. Go to thrive.com or call 888-733-9482. Thrive, your business smarter.
Friends, let me tell you a true story about family tradition. The Gettles household name began back in the late 1920s when we became heating and cooling pioneers during the Great Depression. Fast forward to 1987 here in central and northern Arizona, my grandsons, Adam and Ted Gettle, founded Gettles High Desert Mechanical and have built their business on doing the right thing for customers, just like we've always done, utilizing industry-leading technology and, most importantly, a highly trained group of caring folks. Gettles has become the name to trust for premium heating, air conditioning, and plumbing installation and service. Yep, it's always been about people. Let Gettles provide solutions for your comfort, and we thank you kindly.
Call Gettles at 772-2751 for a complimentary evaluation of your heating and cooling or plumbing, or visit GettlesHDM.com to see more about their products and services. Doing air conditioning and plumbing right. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And Dr. Kumar is on the way in. He'll be here in just a few minutes. In the meantime, let's review the Best Picture nominees announced by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. There are this year 10 nominees for Best Picture, not a weak one in the group. These really are all movies worth seeing. First of all, Lady Bird got 5 nominations. The Shape of Water got 13 nominations. Now, I've seen The Shape of Water. To me, it was The Creature from the Black Lagoon meets E.T., but it's also a very entertaining film to a lot of people. 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, that got 7 nominations. The Post got 2 nominations. That's the movie about the Washington Post and the Pentagon Papers. Dunkirk, the war movie, directed by Christopher Nolan, got 8 nominations. Call Me By Your Name, the gay love story with Armie Hammer and Timothy Chalamet, got 4. Phantom Thread, Daniel Day-Lewis's final movie, got 6 nominations. And Get Out, the horror film slash comedy, the Golden Globes called it a comedy, got 3 nominations. And Darkest Hour, about Winston Churchill, got 6 nominations. Scott Norton, how many of those movies have you seen?
I saw Dunkirk on a flight last week. It was awesome. None of the others, though.
It wasn't so bad you walked down on it, right?
No, that's, yeah, exactly. Couldn't do much, but it was fun, though.
Hey, you guys have a lot of stuff going on. The Prescott Valley Event Center just the other day, in fact, Tuesday morning, you had a basketball game at 11 a.m.
Yes.
That's unusual. Was it mostly school kids?
Yeah, exactly. It's their first ever Kids Day game. It was 11 o'clock tip-off. Probably one of the loudest games so far with all
imagine.
The kids. But it was great, great game. They came back from, I don't know, like 20 points down to win.
Yeah,
and, great atmosphere. So, great day for the area kids.
Yeah, they were 20 points down in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Came back to win. What a great crowd to do it in front of, too.
Exactly.
Now, you also, last week, you also had a concert by a major performer. You had the Justin Moore, Dylan Scott concert.
Yep, Friday night.
How did that sell out?
Awesome. We had close to 4,000 people there.
Really?
So, yeah, complete sellout. Great night. Everyone had fun. You know, first country concert, really, in over 4 years there.
It's been a while,
last concert was actually the benefit concert.
Oh,
so,
my heavens.
Yeah. So promoter loved the building, so it's definitely going to reestablish our track record for shows.
That's great to hear. Tell me briefly about what you have to do to set up the arena for different kinds of events. Like, for instance, we have the Northern Arizona Suns, of course, who are also there tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. They'll play Agua Caliente. describe the difference between a basketball game versus, say, a country concert versus, say, the mixed martial arts you have coming up.
Yeah. Well, definitely completely different setups. A lot of overnight changeovers, as we call them. So a lot of people don't realize we actually had Justin Moore and Dylan Scott in on Thursday for a technical rehearsal.
Oh, really?
So we had that Thursday and Friday, and then the next night we had a Suns game. So that night we got them out of there about, I don't know, 1 a.m. and started setting up for the Suns. They had a shoot-around practice at 10 a.m., so, you know, no rest for the weary there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, a lot different setup. Obviously, a concert, you're flying speakers and the whole nine yards and stuff. So, you know, a lot goes into it, a lot of coordination. And then, of course, cleaning the building, you know, I mean, after every event. So our guys did a great job, but that's what we do, you know, and hopefully we can do more of those.
Have you ever worked in a venue that had ice hockey or ice skating events and you had to do a quick turnaround and either melt the ice or freeze the ice immediately after, say, a concert or a basketball game?
Basically the ice stays in for the whole season. You
really?
Typically put it in the beginning, take it out, you lay a subfloor over it, put the basketball. And I have worked in a building, very busy building in Hartford, Connecticut, where I started in the business. We had, I think, 1 year, what we call 10 double changeovers. So we had hockey in the afternoon, basketball at night, or vice versa. So, you know, no sooner does the first crowd get out, you clean the building, and, you know, you're opening the doors for the next one. So, yeah, really, really
so if
interesting.
You're keeping the hockey floor, the hockey ice surface, you're putting the basketball floor over the ice, right?
You're putting a subfloor in that fits over the ice like a puzzle with the boards, and then you're putting the basketball court on top of the subfloor.
How do you keep condensation from forming on the basketball floor?
You know, it's because of the subfloor. You really don't get that. I mean, you have to have the temperature right on the ice and so forth, mm-hmm. and then obviously it's got to be the temperature right in the building. So ideally, you know, like this year we had a lot of public skating sessions. We took it out basically the second week in January, mm-hmm. Probably like a week earlier, just because it is a lot easier for us from a changeover perspective mm-hmm. to do these events on cement as opposed to ice. But again, had another great public skating season with the town, and so a lot of people came through for that. So again, just you know, truly a multi-purpose venue.
You mentioned keeping the temperature right in the building. It takes me back to the last time my hometown hockey team, the St. Louis Blues, were in the Stanley Cup Finals, 1970. And this was back when the old St. Louis Arena was not air-conditioned, and they had a game against the Boston Bruins on a Sunday afternoon in May where it was 90 degrees outside. And four times during the game, they had to stop the game, bring all the players off of both benches, and skate in circles to lift the fog.
The fog,
off
the ice.
I wonder how many people realize how much trouble you guys have to go through to keep that temperature constant in the building when you have hockey.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the challenges. Obviously, luckily, these days, buildings are engineered better than that, but you would have a situation where the condensation, if it's really warm and humid outside, mm-hmm. where you could, the ice being cold, it just starts to create fog. So luckily we haven't had that. You know, that's something our engineers, you know, probably fret that would occur, but it still does a little bit, you know, but you just have to have the right people and processes in place.
So what kind of events do you have coming up at the Prescott Valley Event Center?
We got a very busy February. We got Suns again tomorrow night, as mm-hmm. you mentioned, and then we go into a lot of AIA high school wrestling and basketball, but then in between that, we also have WWE for the first time in about 8 or 9 years. We got John Cena coming to Prescott Valley.
I've seen the signs.
First time ever for that, so it should be a fun night. So that's on a Sunday, and then later that week on Wednesday, we have the Newsboys with a Christian concert. Haven't been here in a few years, mm-hmm. and then like I said, a lot of Suns basketball. But then down the road, we're looking at like an endocross event. Working on a monster truck date. Got some other concert holds with different promoters. So the activity is definitely picking up at the venue.
When you get contacted by different kinds of entertainment groups who consider the that area for coming in here for a show, what kinds of questions are they asking you about your facility?
The most important question is, can we make money here?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to. So, you know, quite frankly, this last concert has created a great track record for us. There's nothing better than telling other promoters that someone made money here and the show sold out. Mm-hmm. And it really is instilling confidence in that market, mm-hmm. Prescott Valley can support, major concerts. So, you know, quite frankly, I'd like to kind of congratulate our market and thank our fans for coming out and buying tickets. You know, we realize they have options in terms of entertainment. Sure. So, you know, thank you. And, you know, we hope to bring more.
Don't you get complaints from people saying, oh, you never have any big stars here? Well, you'd need a 20,000 seat facility to make the tickets affordable, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it all comes down to. I mean, really, your gross potential and what the market will sustain in terms of a price. You know, I mean, you know, we could probably go out and get an Elton John, but the ticket price would have to be $400 a piece.
Yeah, because so, you can only sell 6,000 tickets, right?
Correct.
At the most.
Yeah, not even. Yeah. So we have to be, you know, just look at everything. But, now that we're reestablished there, I think that, the right performer, I always tell people that, you know, in this business, it's, you know, when you have a great show, you make a little money. Mm-hmm. But when you have a bad show, you lose a lot of money.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So, and that's what it comes down to. So we just have to be strategic. But I definitely see in the future, I mean, there's no reason why we can't do additional country shows, do some rock genres. No reason at all.
Is it a little easier now knowing that Spectre owns the event center?
Well, it's actually the ECCFD, which is the town's community facilities district, and we actually manage it on their behalf. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they've been great partners. This is our industry. It's kind of what we do. Yeah. We manage about 120 buildings
around
the country.
And you've got connections all over the world.
Yeah, booking. And quite frankly, we wouldn't have gotten Justin Moore without my connections through Spectre. So that's quite frankly, mm-hmm. the reason they hired us. So they've been great partners. They're putting money into the building to get it. It needs a little TLC, but everything is very positive there right now. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is Spectre, right?
Spectra, yeah.
Spectra.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, this is not the Spectre from the James Bond films.
No, because
that's an acronym in the James Bond films. It stands for Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, and Extortion. So if you tell people you work for Spectre, you're going to get them looking you up and down.
Right. I'll get frisked.
Yeah, there you
right.
go. So what is your dream event to bring to the Prescott Valley Event Center? Any such thing?
You know, dream event, man, that's a tough one. You caught me off guard on that one. You know, there's a lot of artists. Everyone always wants to meet a book their favorite artist.
Of course.
You know, and I certainly have my own that I would like to see. I'm kind of more of a rock guy. But, you know, as long as we can kind of bring big names within mm-hmm. reason, I think, because the reality is these days, these artists, they're really not selling a lot of records anymore. Yeah. So they're mm-hmm. really making their living on the road. So, you know, an artist that we might not be able to get a few years ago, we might be able to get with mm-hmm. with the right price and everything. So, you know, that to me was when people come up to me and say, hey, great show, we loved it, we had a blast, can you do more? You know, that's really where I see a lot of, you know, it makes me happy to make people happy and our customers. So
I saw some work going on the parking lot. Is there going to be, is this still going to remain a free lot? Is it going to be a small charge or what?
No, the front lot has been completely repaved, and then the back lots and the lot across the street will be chip sealed in the spring and restriped and so forth. There's mm-hmm. no plans to charge for parking. People may have seen, basically, we, as part of the parking agreement with landowners there, we have to pay $2.10 per paid ticket for use of the lots. Mm-hmm. So that gets built into the ticket. But there's no plans to charge in the lots, which, quite frankly, is a benefit for people. You know, I mean, I consider our, you know, for Justin Moore, affordable ticket prices. It didn't have to pay the lot. Easy to get in and out.
Plus,
you know,
great sight lines, too.
Great sight lines, you know. So there's a value prop there for our folks. And, you know, with all the agreements in place and the town involved now, there's no reason we can't get the place back up and going mm-hmm. with a bunch of shows.
One last question for you, because you've been involved in this industry for how long now?
About 25 years now.
You've probably seen everything. What is the strangest contract writer you've seen for a musician?
The strangest contract writer I've seen for a musician? you know, they're all over the place. I think, you know, because more and more the way people eat and stuff, that, you know, there's specific menu items. People always ask me, you know, the green M&Ms only. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
But I did have a funny one that, you know, in some Riders I saw, a lot of times we have runners that the shows will hire to just do errands and run them around town. And the big headline was, runners must remain sober all day.
Yeah.
So it was kind of funny that, you know, that's kind of a given that you can't hang out backstage with the band and party and so forth.
Understandable.
But yeah, it's you know, it's a great business to work in. It is a little crazy. The hours are crazy, but at the end of the day, if I wasn't in it, I'd probably be bored doing something else.
Well, you'd probably enjoy this story. Back when I lived near downtown St. Louis, I used to work for the biggest hotel downtown, and we hosted the Van Halen concert every year, and they would always trash the room. They would throw stuff out the windows into the pool, stuff like this.
Right.
And we kept bringing them back every year. Do you know why? Because all their manager would say is, okay, how much?
Right.
And he'd write any amount they told him. Oh, well, the TV out the window, that'll cost us $15,000. Okay. And the sofa going out the window, that'll cost you $20,000. Okay. And they said, hey, bring them back next year.
Yeah.
Great. They were making money left and right on them.
Yeah, it's funny because the artists, and most of these guys are really great, and the industry has changed over the years and so forth, but I would just say that the artists are definitely given a little latitude in terms of their behavior, and people look the other way. So whether that's good or bad, I don't know. But, you know, in most cases, we love having them.
Sure. How can people learn more about what's going on at the Prescott Valley Event Center?
PrescottValleyEventCenter.com. You can also check in with us on Facebook. But all of our events are listed on our website. Come see some Suns basketball. Great entertainment. Cheap ticket price, you know, these guys. I mean, I've never been a huge basketball guy because I haven't attended a lot of events. But, man, you go to those events, the athleticism par there is pretty crazy. So.
And unlike the NBA, these guys bring their A game every single night because they're trying to make that team, aren't they?
Yeah. It's been fun having them there. And so, actually, with February, we get real busy. They've been on the road a lot back in the December and so forth. But we got a bunch of home games. So, come on out.
Looking forward to it. Scott Norton, General Manager at Prescott Valley Event Center. Thanks for joining us today. Stay tuned. We've got news with Link, followed by Dr. Kumar is in the house. We'll talk about the new vein center and YRMC. That's coming up on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
If you're a contractor or an industry partner, Yavapai County Contractors Association needs you. Why? With the YCCA membership, your business can be stronger. We are a referral organization. We represent you on legislative issues. We work with building departments. We are your voice and your strength. YCCA, helping businesses like yours since 1960. Call me, Sandy, 928-778-0040, YCCA.org.
Since 2011, we've leased four vehicles from Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac for our family needs and small business. We live in North Phoenix, and people ask us why we travel an hour to purchase vehicles from Lamb Chevrolet in Prescott. Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac lets us easily view new car inventory online, comparison price shop, and communicate via email to answer questions we may have. We enjoy the short drive and respite from Valley Heat, the small town, personal customer service, and prices better than we can find locally. Basically, leasing our vehicles through Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac has saved us considerable time, money, and headaches. Good folks to deal with. Joanne from Phoenix.
Thanks, Joanne. We sure appreciate all of our customers here at Lamb Chevrolet. Come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads. Go to lambchevrolet.com or call 928-778-5262.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your health care provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The Prescott Chamber of Commerce has launched a new campaign. The campaign is for membership appreciation.
The whole campaign is about thanking our membership, the business community. We're a nonprofit organization and supported by the business community. So we take the month of February as that time to really thank everyone.
Prescott Chamber of Commerce Director Sherry Heine says as part of the We Love Our Members campaign, an open house will take place next month.
On February 7th, 10 to 2, we're inviting folks to come on down to the chamber, check out what we have to offer. Most people don't realize that we're a designated visitor information center through the state.
All interested residents and visitors are invited to the open house at the chamber offices on Goodwin Street. The campaign also seeks to create awareness of the activities of the business community. A hazardous materials incident has prompted a response from the Verde Valley Fire District.
Just before 6 Tuesday night, district officials responded to a Palo Verde Place home in Oak Creek Estates after the homeowner poured an acid-based cleaner down the drain. According to district officials, the home filled with toxic fumes and residents exited the home and called 911. This was an over-the-counter cleaner that had been used several times in the past. The two residents were evaluated by paramedics but didn't require transport to the hospital. Hazmat technicians cleaned up the area and removed the cleaner from the home. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Arizona Coyotes take on the Columbus Blue Jackets at 7 tonight, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather, partly cloudy tonight, dry and sunny this weekend. Expect an overnight low of 28 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 51 tomorrow and a high of 57 on Saturday. 29 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 59 and a high on Saturday of 64. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hi, this is Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. If you've been told you need insanely expensive repairs or a new furnace, get a second opinion. We know repairs can sometimes be expensive, but not every single one. Just because we live a mile high doesn't mean your repair costs have to be. Call us for a second opinion. We have fair pricing and senior and veteran discounts. Call 458-8177, visit us at pvhac.com, and follow us on Facebook, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Prescott Valley, you spoke and we listen. Foothills Bank is now open on Glassford Hill Road, right next to Starbucks. I'm Carrie, the Prescott Valley branch manager, and this isn't just an ordinary branch. You'll experience a new level of service where you can sit and relax while banking with a real person. Yes, Foothills Bank uses computers, just not to greet our customers. Stop by for a totally free personal and business checking at the new Foothills Bank location on Glassford Hill Road. Foothills Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, there's a new vein center at YRMC at the Dell E. Webb Outpatient Center. Dr. Anil Kumar is here to talk about it. Welcome, Dr. Kumar. You've been on staff now at YRMC for a little over a year. What brought you and your family to this area?
Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
I came for a Grand Canyon hike, and that was 2 years ago. I just fell in love with the place, and I found the right place to work, a good mix of administrators and co-workers. So I just joined the place in Prescott to work for YRMC.
It is a great place to work. I've heard from wonderful people about it. Now that you're settled here, what are you learning about Northern Arizona that you like?
Well, Northern Arizona is a very exciting place. It's not like what Phoenix is. There's a lot of landscapes. There's a lot of places to hike and bike. Mm-hmm. And if somebody like me who loves nature, I mean, you can be settled here for all life.
Sure. And tell me about the training that you underwent to learn about and treat vein disease.
I'm board certified in internal medicine, cardiovascular medicine, as well as vascular medicine. Mm-hmm. So there's an extensive training for clinical evaluation of patients who have vein diseases. I went ahead and did additional training in imaging, which is by ultrasound trying to diagnose vein diseases, and did board certification in that. Mm-hmm. Subsequently, I also did hands-on training in procedures that are required to treat these vein diseases.
Now, you are doing a special seminar coming up this Saturday. Why don't you tell us about that?
Okay, the seminar is all about the veins. If somebody wants to know anything, any symptoms that might be concerning that could be related to the veins and they need treatment or any advice or guidance, this is the seminar to come for. And this will be in Prescott Lakes, the club at the Prescott Lakes, and this is on January 27th at 9 to 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people, when they think of vein disorders, the first thing that comes to mind is varicose veins. But what other kinds of vein disorders do you discover and treat?
So varicose veins is just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of people, at least 30 million Americans, suffering from disorders due to veins, and we generally call them chronic venous insufficiency. Some people, almost one-fifth of them, can have some varicose veins, which are visible dilated veins in the leg. And they can be of various types. They can be very dilated veins. There could be small, tiny spider veins, like bluish veins, or they could be some palpable veins. But this is just a little of the problem. The problem lies beneath that. So that's what we diagnose by doing a good history-taking clinical examination, as well as in ultrasound, where we find that the disease lies in the these are just the branches. The varicose veins are just branches of those superficial veins, which causes this disease.
Now, I know you'll talk more about this at your seminar Saturday morning at the club at Prescott Lakes, but what are some of the treatments and therapies that are available now at the Vein Center?
So we are fully equipped to do almost any type of treatment for vein diseases. In general, we try to start with a conservative therapy. We start educating our patients about how to get rid of their symptoms of vein disease by not doing any major treatments. And conservative therapy predominantly means taking care of their lifestyles, taking care of adopting a healthy lifestyle, trying to maintain an ideal body weight, eating healthy, and doing some exercises. And this is followed by their full evaluation, which includes evaluation by ultrasound to see how bad the veins are, how big dilated the veins are. And then we go ahead and talk to them about how we can prevent them. So one of the preventive measures that we do is to apply compression therapy, which is a different type of compression hoses that can be worn by the patient, and sometimes this is enough. However, for those people who have advanced vein disease, we do different procedures, and some of these procedures include surgical procedures and some are non-surgical procedures. We prefer to do predominantly non-surgical out-of-the-patient procedures, to which we call ablation procedures. So the ablation procedures that we do are of two types. One is thermal ablation and one is a non-thermal ablation. A thermal ablation means we apply heat by radio frequency inside the vein by using a catheter. And the non-thermal ablation is a completely absolutely painless procedure where we inject some glue inside the vein to treat those veins. So they occlude the veins. We also do some surgical procedures. We will do a little incision and take those veins out, which are dilated and not needed. We can also inject a chemical inside the vein. We call it chemical vein sclerotherapy. Mm-hmm. And that's also an outpatient procedure.
Now, you said sclerotherapy, right? Is that's skin-oriented, correct?
Yes, it is oriented to the skin, and also it's oriented to the larger veins, too.
Now, if someone determines that they want to go to the vein center and have treatment, do they need to see their own physician first for referral?
they can simply call the Wayne Center number and we can guide them through.
Mm-hmm. Now, one more question. This is kind of personal, but every time I speak to a doctor, I ask them, why did you choose this specialty? Why did you choose vein specialties?
I simply chose this vein specialty because this is one of the most neglected specialties in whole of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trained in internal medicine and I'm trained in cardiology, but during my training, there was a big lack of this knowledge about treatment of vein diseases. But when you start practicing, you figure out that the commonest problem that most elderly folks have is leg pain or leg edema, and they are getting treatment like the water pill or Lasix, which damages their kidney, and they're getting treatments like painkillers, which damages their kidneys. But the simple solution to that is to figure out which vein is causing the problem and fix them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you actually start practicing and you realize there's 30 million Americans are suffering from the same disease, and it's so common, but it is neglected to the extent that by the time they develop complications, it becomes late, and some people may actually have to lose their limbs because of the late treatments. So I thought it's a sort of a calling for me, and I went ahead and took advanced trainings, and I'm glad I did that because I really enjoy doing it.
And what is the biggest cause of vein problems?
So the causes of vein problems are predominantly, most common is actually aging. So it's in part of the aging phenomenon, and it also runs in the family. So the genes and aging are the biggest cause of the problem. However, obesity is another big reason that can have, that can lead people to have vein diseases. Also, one of the less common causes is the previous blood clot in the deep vein system, and those people in within 2 to 3 years, they can develop some superficial vein diseases in the long run.
Mm-hmm. And personally, are you a married man? Do you have children?
I do have children. I have 2 boys.
We are so glad you are here to help us and be part of the YRMC's new vein center. Once again, that is 9 o'clock Saturday morning from 9 to 11 at the club at Prescott Lakes. That is at 311 East Smoke Tree Lane in Prescott. Reservations are required, but it is free. You can call 928-708-4636. That is for Dr. Anil Kumar, medical specialist and internist. Internal medicine, and he will conduct that very special seminar on leg pain and veins, what you need to know on behalf of YRMC. Once again, Saturday morning, thanks for joining us today on Q&A, and welcome to our community. We appreciate having you here.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me here. I look forward to see you all there.
You bet. Dr. Anil Kumar. Stay tuned, because I've got some final thoughts coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You got a project or a question or a dilemma?
It's Rosie on the house to the rescue.
Thank you for taking my call.
Celebrating 30 years of educating, entertaining, and protecting you.
About your house, home, castle, or cabin,
you can create a sustainable, hardscape, landscaped outdoor living area and have the best of both worlds. We'll tell you how. From stars in the sky to trees in the ground, we're your Saturday morning happy place.
Rosie on the house, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Hi, my name is Cody Ann Yarns, and I'm the owner of the Cody Ann Team at Realty Executives, a real estate sales team.
And I'm Michael Yarns, owner of Rent Right Management Solutions. Cody Ann and I both earned our bachelor's degrees from Prescott College.
Prescott is where we met 12 years ago, and Prescott College is where we learned the skills we needed to be successful entrepreneurs. Every day, we are proud of the work we are doing to enrich our community.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We'll stay tuned now for Sanford Cohen and Chuck Roberts, the Thursday toss-up on Talk of the Town. And Catholic Charities in Prescott, by the way, has expanded their VITA, that's V-I-T-A. It stands for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. In addition to their Prescott location, free tax prep services by IRS-certified volunteers are being held at the Prescott Valley Library Monday and Tuesdays from 9 to 4. Appointments at both locations are recommended, so call 928-460-9895 for free tax preparation. Sanford's up next with Chuck. Join me Monday at 3 o'clock for Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.